W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media
ABC News,
app.
I'm Mark Remillard. Today marks 1 month since the wildfire that killed 115 people on Maui.
At this one-month mark, still most of Lahaina is sealed off, now surrounded by large, what officials are calling dust screens to prevent ash from flying around in the wind. But to many, it seems like a way to prevent people from seeing into Lahaina and tourists to know what it looks like. The search for human remains is done. They had 388 names on the missing list. All but 122 were located alive, but now more names have been added to the list, so there are still many who are unaccounted for. And it comes as the island is pleading for visitors to return. They need the money. Most of the island is open and operating fairly normally.
ABC's Alex Stone. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen speaking from India as the G20 takes place there this week. Yellen reaffirming U.S. support for Ukraine. That 70s show actor Danny Masterson has been sentenced to 30 years to life in prison after he was convicted of raping two women. This is ABC News. Artificial intelligence is quickly moving from science fiction to science fact, and now the attorneys general in all 50 states are calling for lawmakers to act.
Writing to Congress that artificial intelligence could generate child sexual abuse material. They're asking lawmakers to study the problem and then write laws to prevent it. Some of the worry centers around AI looking at pictures of actual abused children and generating new realistic images of them in sexual situations. Those top state law enforcers saying they're trying to get ahead of AI abuse.
ABC's Andy Field. Amid his own growing legal problems, former President Trump hosting a $100,000 a plate fundraiser to help pay the legal bills for his former attorney, Rudy Giuliani. The event took place at Trump's Bedminster, New Jersey golf club Thursday. Giuliani's facing a barrage of legal fees, fines, and sanctions over his work in helping Trump try to overturn the 2020 election. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And apparently, Maggie Dawn, Big Newton lover of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jane. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. That is like bringing me back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
I see the silhouette of Todd Alba, who still hasn't figured out that maybe a TV person could help, you know, set this whole thing up.
For whatever reason, yeah. StreamYard's video is just deciding that the room is too bright.
When has Todd Alba been accused of being too bright? I mean, really there? I'm like, where's Aaron with the rim shot?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
ABC News, I'm Mark.